Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is now the 1st of April. It is time for me, Marshall Wood, to begin to do what I've been teasing for the last 2 weeks on WCGA. And I want you to know, as I begin this hour of telling you why I believe WCGA is such an important entity in our local area, and why it could possibly hold the key to beginning to turn around America. As I begin to do that, I hope that you will listen carefully and understand the following. I am just an average Joe. I flew airplanes in the Air Force. I achieved the high and mighty rank of major. Well, ask a military person, that's not very remarkable. But what I did was I flew a bunch of airplanes for a bunch of hours, doing some very interesting things around the world, and a few non-flying jobs, some at the very highly classified level, that gave me a perspective on our country and our world that not that many men have. And in addition to that, in 1977, my spirit was reawakened, my Christian spirit, as I realized that maybe I just hadn't done what Paul told Timothy to do, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman. Needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I realized I was woefully ignorant in his word, and I set about to correct that. And I set about to correct that with a diligence that continued and continues today. So I have a combination of global military experience, and I think at least as good a biblical knowledge of all of Scripture, the Old and the New Testament, as the average person may have, and probably then some, so that I'm qualified as an average Joe to sit here in front of a microphone and speak to you at a time in which I believe America is at its greatest national peril in its history. I say that from a secular perspective, from the military threat and others, threats that are against us. But I say it even more importantly because of the spiritual threat. We may well be in what the Bible calls the last days. I personally believe we are. My recent pastors have agreed with that. But even if we are not in the last days, good friends, we have offended God with the things that we have done in this country. I don't believe any of us has an understanding, a real grip on the magnitude of evil that we have allowed to come to be present in America. We need to own up to that and do something about it. And so I sit here in front of a microphone, and we'll be doing this program at least four times in the month of April, to tell you why I believe WCGA is one of the possible answers to the mess in which we find ourselves. And I hope that you'll listen. Well, he's just going to talk about a radio station. No, I'm going to talk about the reasons why you need to listen to WCGA. And I pray that you will listen and you will act. America is in trouble. But, we serve a powerful and living God who can and will do anything that his people ask sincerely. So even though I'm on record in writing as saying, and Franklin Graham said the same thing on January 26, 2015, the pastor's conference at First Baptist downtown Jacksonville, that America's toast. I just My research has shown we have gone over the line theologically, spiritually, and we have not done the due diligence we need in the secular realm to ensure our safety in a world that is very hostile to America. But God, and He can and will do anything. So, clinging to that, I sit in front of this microphone today telling you why I believe WCGA is a very important entity, not only in Southeast Georgia, but also in the United States. And I do that because of what happened in the 1730s right here at Fort Frederica. And many of you who live here or have been in this area have been to the Wesley Center and seen the memorial to the Wesley brothers, a beautiful cross with some inscriptions and a flowered garden. And that is a memorial to what General Oglethorpe so wisely did when he was governor of the penal state of Georgia. And he said, you know, if this colony is going to survive, it needs the gospel. It needs the message of Christ. And aware of what the Wesley brothers had done in England in leading an amazing revival of the common man, he called John and Charles Wesley here, and I think it was in 1735, and they brought with them a young protege named George Whitefield. And these three men, and particularly George Whitefield, being faithful to the cause of preaching the gospel in season and out of season under very trying circumstances, shaped America's theological history. It created the first great awakening in America. It brought Catholics and Protestants together in a way that could not exist in Europe. Can you say the 30 Years' War? And shaped the understanding in our early forefathers that America was created for a divine purpose. And it was the duty of every citizen to keep this, as we said later, one nation under God and indivisible. But we have the Wesley brothers from right here, St. Simon's Island, Fort Frederica area, and John Wesley to thank for the greatest awakening, the greatest revival that America had right here. And it, you know, those folks weren't any, I mean, we know their names today and the great men, but back then they were just average Joes, as I am, I'm sure as you are. But they took their mission seriously, understanding that penal colony, a lot of those guys were horribly lost, and that America was full of pioneers and, yeah, Christian people, but also some commercial folks and some brigands and ne'er-do-wells. But there was a mission field here. And because of the work of George Whitefield and the Wesley brothers, America became the Christian nation that in the 19th century, Alexis de Tocqueville said was the most powerful spiritually nation on the earth, and would likely be, if ever awakened as a sleeping giant, would be a juggernaut to be dealt with. He traversed this land, did Alexis de Tocqueville, and what he found was rooted in what happened right here in the mid-1730s. And WCGA, this broadcast facility that I'm sitting in right now, is but a stone's throw from where all that happened. How fitting and proper would it be that America, in what I believe is her most critical hour, her hour of greatest threat, How appropriate would it be for a little radio station run by an average Joe and his wife, empowered by other average Joes who stepped forward and caught the vision, to cause a great reawakening in America? Because as I sit before this microphone today, and will for three or four more times in this month, I'm certain that WCGA AM 1100, as small and overlooked as it may be, can be of a certainty, a glowing ember that starts a new fire in America. And ladies and gentlemen, we need it. We need it. And as I guess an overused verse, 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall quit doing their evil, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. I believe WCGA can do that, and it can do that with the help of those of you who are listening. And they can do it with my help. I believe God has given me some words to pass on to you, not only in the next 4 weeks, but for 3 months beyond that. It's time for us to take a break. And so think on these things until you hear my voice again on the other side. But thank you for tuning in to WCGA AM 1100.